You are now entering the prism.
Welcome back to the next episode of the Chill Prism Podcast. We have a full crew again today. Last time we left off, we were talking about diving into the dream world.
And Eric was describing a dream. Why don't you start from the beginning?
No, start exactly where you left off.
No,
last
I don't
time
remember he left force. Off. I don't think I was listening.
No, this is for the listener.
But also I have to be able to have a reaction to continue the content. Please start from the beginning. Because I have no idea what was happening.
Let me interrupt you one more time.
You had said you were in a specific grade in school.
With a gym friend.
Yeah, right. That's about it.
So yeah, I didn't remember the gym friend thing.
The beverage we're drinking right now is a Smirnoff Ice Spicy Tamarind.
Spicy?
Sexy. My apologies. It tastes pretty sexy.
That actually, so last really time, a couple weeks ago, we did that ranch water thing that was supposed to be spicy. Mm-hmm. That had more kick than that.
This had more kick than the ranch water?
Yeah.
No.
No?
No, okay. Not to me.
I may not be remembering right. It's been like a fucking month.
I've had ranch water since
got
then.
Him.
Have you?
Okay. Yeah. That's still like, spicy, but the ranch water kicks a little harder
for me. I like the
me.
Kick from this. I appreciate it. It
I was like the flavor of this was, better.
Yeah, the flavor definitely, but like just like where the spiciness came from. It hits you. I don't know what the fuck I'm right, saying. Fuck
anyway, so my dream. Hell. Yeah, so me and this kid from my 10th grade gym class. We're out hunting in the middle of the woods, and we weren't hunting deer.
Take a look at my girlfriend. She's the only one I
shut
got.
The fuck up.
Not much of a girl. We're going to go through the whole song. Girlfriend.
And never seem to get alive. Ba-ba-da-da.
Been some time since we last spoke. This is going to sound like a bad joke. But mama, I fell in love again. Something, something, something new. Girlfriend. And I know it sounds so old, but Cupid got me in a chokehold.
Chokehold.
Nah, 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 nah. I love that song so much.
He's about to poop a duke.
Yeah.
All right, gym class.
Go ahead, heroes.
So what happened?
My love stereo. If I wasn't something, something, something on a shelf.
If I had to choose her or the sun, I'd be one nocturnal son of a gun. The entire show is just us finding different ways to never let Eric tell his story.
I'm going to start singing Lynyrd Skynyrd in a second. Because, fun fact, did you know that the name Lynyrd Skynyrd came from the name of the core group in that band's gym teacher? Hmm. Lynyrd Skynyrd, who was a good man, apparently. I've never really met, I think I've met one gym teacher that was a good person. The rest of them were fucking...
Ladies.
Huh? What? Ladies.
Children? No, pedophiles.
Right.
Well, yeah, fucking children. Yes.
All things said about gym teachers in this episode are said as a joke and not to be taken seriously.
Please, Eric.
Tell me about your dream. We'll try not to...
Moving on.
I'm moving on. That's an Asking Alexandria song.
That was a really good Grohl. That was a very good Dave Grohl.
Thank you.
Do you know they got really famous when they were like 20?
That's a Who? Weird dream.
Asking Who? Alexandria.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't
they,
know.
They were any... blowing up back in like 2000.
Their whole thing. The early... Like I've tried to like look into like their whole thing. It's so fucking like it's messy. All drama.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's They're, really bad.
Like they've just basically had two singers that have just like come back and forth for like years.
So what happened was they like on their third or fourth album, they got a new singer. And then
that's the one Danny. On the Moving On song, right?
No, no, that's still Danny.
So really?
Yeah.
It sounds nothing like him. Okay. Is Danny the guy?
Maybe.
Is that Danny too?
Yes, that's Danny.
What?
Yeah.
Was Danny singing in 2015 or 2016?
I don't think so. I think that was Dennis.
And Dennis is the other guy.
Yeah. Dennis is the other guy. He was there for like one album.
Okay, because I saw them in concert, and it wasn't the guy who did the song that I can't think of. Yeah, not the American Average.
Yeah, was it this real skinny emo looking dude?
I don't remember what they look like. I was being beat up and touching wet ass. They've heard the story before.
No, you weren't touching wet ass. Wet ass was touching you.
Welcome to every metal show. So they got a new singer.
Ladies and gentlemen, please shower before shows. I am tired of asking.
And then dry off before you put your jeans on.
Yeah. I am done asking.
I will fucking bring a hair dryer next time.
Don't crowd surf if you're dripping in sweat. I have touched way too many.
That was definitely not like, sweat. It was not viscousy enough. And like there was no talcum feeling on my fingers after it dried. It was alcohol or pussy water. Because it was sticky enough for it to be either or.
Oh.
Yeah.
She's a wet bitch.
Anyway.
Yeah, they got a new singer for like one album. And
is it just one album?
Yeah. It was one album. And
then Danny came back.
Yeah, Danny came back. And but when he was
the bitch came back the very next day.
It's a weird story because the other singer, he was there for one album and then the rest of the band was like, all right. So they like texted him. They're like, so we're going to start recording for the next album. Are you ready? Nothing. Nothing.
Ghosted him.
Ghosted. And they're like, hello. And then he texts back eventually. And he's like, I will get what is owed to me.
What the fuck?
I know. And everybody in the band was like,
wasn't
Danny doing some like diva shit and that's why he was kicked out or he left or whatever?
Well, he left because
he kind of had the same attitude as like,
I think it was a mixture of like, he was partying really hard and he didn't really want to do the kind of music that they were doing.
So
they
he was
musical
like,
differences.
He was basically the lead singer of Sleeping with Sirens, but less of a pussy.
I don't know anything about Sleeping with Sirens.
Think.
I never listened to that band.
Think every female singer that's ever come from Disney Channel. Made
he's
into one.
Man. Sorry, I know
but
who
it's.
I know
it's
who
a boy.
What they sound
he's
like.
He's not a man.
But I just
that's
don't really
his
know.
Attitude.
It's
he's
Kellen
just,
Quinn, isn't it?
Yeah, Kellen Quinn. He's a fucking deep. I hate Sleeping with Sirens. First of all. So that's my bias, but also Kellen Quinn is a fucking bitch.
He was,
and that has nothing to do with not to demean the female gender.
Do you think
he's definitely not a female? Because he's not has
Russell,
nothing.
The
he's
voice,
just
was,
fucking
the voice
bitch.
Was way too high for me.
How long do you think you'd last in a fight with him?
Well, how long do I think I could last? Like if he if it's a fight, that means that we're both mutually doing the same thing.
Mutual combat.
Well, sadly, I have to say about 5 seconds because I'd fucking kill him because he's a skinny little fuck.
4 of those seconds are stretching out.
But if I wasn't doing anything, I think I could last for literally the rest of whatever my personal life expectancy is
of
because he hits like a woman with absolutely no power. And that's to say that women probably do hit. Actually, I know for a fact women do hit hard and can. But I'm talking about the misogynist stereotype that people say when they say hits like a woman. And that was wrong of me to say, because that's demeaning to women to say that Kellen Quinn hits like a woman, because he hits even probably less than what the stereotype of what a woman would hit like. He hits like an infant who was just born and then shoved back in the womb because he was too pussy to fucking live. Kellen Quinn is the epitome of what bitch means. fight me.
Do you want to give an example?
Pay-per-view.
Of why you don't like him so much?
Listen to any of his fucking songs.
Well, yeah, but like, I don't
Nobody
like it either.
Nobody has that voice. I don't.
It's not for me either, but like.
Because every
Does that mean he's just like a bitch person?
Every anecdotal thing, I can't. Because I forget so much because of how much I don't really care about him personally.
You have to brain wipe him
where
on the basis.
Everything that I hear about him just kind of amalgamates into one thing, which
is
the word
real estate in your brain.
Yeah,
is what
it
you're
just
saying.
Becomes the word diva. And that's a bad thing on me, because if I have an opinion, I should have evidence to back that up. It's so bad to me, which don't take me seriously because I don't have the evidence. It's so bad that I've been given the evidence, can't even remember it because it's just so worthless. Because he's so fucking worthless. Because every time I get told anything about personal experiences, or I read an article, or I see a tweet from this fuck, I just go, yep, still a fucking piece of shit. And then I don't remember what it was that made me even say that.
I like Sleeping with Sirens.
I like 30 seconds of one song.
That's fair.
The James Dean one.
Audrey Hepburn, James Dean.
Yeah. Hmm. Stay for night if you want to.
There's a long time and I need you there. I can't imagine being anyone else. I can't imagine being anyone else but here.
And that's where it ends. The rest of the song is stupid and I haven't listened to the whole thing because I get really bored.
So
that's a really good intro. I really like that intro.
This reminds me,
the song is so fucking boring.
You guys know Dance Gavin Dance, right?
Oh yeah. He does. Yeah. I've probably heard songs but don't know the band to attribute it to.
I've never really gotten into them.
Right.
They're not to say I don't like them. I just never really bothered to listen.
Right.
But you want to talk about a
diva?
Piece of shit? We go to their first singer.
Yep. 110%.
Yeah.
That's absolutely true.
Which
and he was
sucked.
Like their most skilled singer, too.
I
which
know.
Is,
that's
which
how
sucked.
It always fucking
He's
happens.
So fucking good.
He has the soul of a black man in his vocals expressed through a white man's body. And he's just an evil person.
Yeah.
Wait, is he the rapist or is that somebody else?
Well, I'm not too sure.
Because the guy
but
did the boyfriend cover for the Justin Bieber boyfriend cover, their band Issues. Didn't they have a singer that was like a
I think Tyler pedophile? Carter had like allegations of grooming or something like that.
Okay.
But this one, what was his name?
Johnny Craig.
Johnny Craig, yeah.
Yeah. I watched an entire video series on him.
That name...
Yeah.
Reminds me of videos I've seen on YouTube.
Yeah, he's hurt
about
people.
A metal
he's
singer.
Taking advantage
I
of,
didn't know.
He like
I
got his ex-girlfriend addicted to heroin.
Yeah.
That's just the way to do things. I don't see the problem with
he
that.
Would like, I don't know the specifics, but there are things like about him selling a MacBook to people and just never delivering it and just keeping the money. Just stuff like that.
So he's like
scamming his fans.
Being like not even just evil. He's not even just evil. He's been a piece of shit enough times to qualify as evil.
And he's so skilled and talented that people still work with him. So if that lets
I'm
you
sure.
know
yeah.
just, what's happening. That name rings a bell in my head, but I can't attribute it to anything. But Johnny Craig, that's a name I recognize as something, but I don't know.
Yeah, I know he was in this other band for a little while called like...
Slaves?
No. It was I do know about that one too. And I was like,
and then he was in a
strange
solo
name.
Career.
Yeah, he had a solo career.
He's gonna dance.
But yeah, like I really, really fuck with the vocals, but
the rest of it's
the rest
just
of
bad.
His
right
personality.
Welcome
is like,
to the
God
chill music podcast because we're doing it again. Every time that we just like
get
start
together,
for a reason, and then we start talking about music for the rest of the 45 minutes.
Which I'm not upset.
I have no problem with it.
But your listener will not appreciate it.
I mean, the views have always been kind of the same since the day one, so I don't think they care either. They're just listening. But I feel like it doesn't really meet the demographic we're aiming for all the time.
Right.
Even though they're still listening, so keep going. We don't have enough listeners to tell me when they stop listening. That chart. Because the Anchor does a really good job. Because this episode of this podcast, you heard an ad. We're sponsored by Anchor because we like Anchor and we use them.
Yeah, they make it easy.
We just don't get enough listeners to activate the chart that tells me how long per episode that on average people are listening. Because nobody cares that we exist.
Emerosa.
I know that band. I don't know anything about them, but I've heard
that's what it was.
Yeah, so it's good.
We've mentioned Dance Gavin Dance that before. I've never heard of them aside from you guys talking about them. Amorosa, I've heard of, but I don't know what they. I don't know a song by them.
It's just good. It's just good music.
Listen to Relativity. That's a really good album.
In my head, because they're both bullshit words, Amorosa and Sayasin are the same band.
No, very different.
I understand because they're two different names for a band.
Do you know Sayasin?
What?
You don't know Sayasin?
No, I've never heard of that.
You ever heard Under Oath?
Yeah.
Okay, so picture Under Oath.
War harmonics.
But gay.
Okay.
In the worst, like, not in the sexual way, in the way that people say things for no reason about, like, well, that's gay. Like that. I'm just going to clip this. Yeah. You don't know Sayasin?
No.
Do you know Under Oath?
Yeah.
Picture Under Oath
with more pinch harmonics.
No, but
I know what that. But that I can relate to.
Picture Under Oath.
Natural harmonics. Yeah.
But weak. Weak.
So 7 years fucking slaps.
So if Under Oath is a redwood tree, which I wouldn't say that they are, but in this dynamic. A redwood tree, a big fucking strong thing that lives for 400,000 years.
Like an oak?
Sayosin is a white pine that I just chopped down because it's Christmas time.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
It's like they have like the same feeling, but not the same vigor.
They have the same aesthetic.
Yeah.
And target demographic, but the performance of Sayosin doesn't have much punch, I guess.
Yeah, like. Sayasin is the IV. Okay, hold
on. Sayasin or Sayasin?
Sayosin.
It's all one word.
It's all one word. Huh. Sayosin is the IV of electrolytes that you stick into your body after a night of drinking and getting fucking just all out hammered because you drank too much Under Oath.
They're the chill version. They're what you relax to.
I have to. My bladder's about to explode. So you guys just do your thing.
Sayasin's at least worth a listen.
It is.
It's good. Mm-hmm. He may have been unintentionally more disparaging toward them, I guess, than he should have been. There are some things that you will definitely appreciate about it. Okay. It's solid. It's just fucking solid.
Is it Under Oath like a Christian metal band?
Yep.
Are they?
Sayasin is also. Yeah.
Okay.
That's where the parallels really are.
Is that where they kind of end?
No. I mean, punk yelling, hardcore, teenage whine singing.
Yeah. Very like 2009 to like 2011, 12.
Earlier. A little earlier than that. Yeah. Okay. But it's good. Good. I think you dig it.
This past week, I went like on a binge of watching videos on bands from that era, 2007.
Nice.
Just like the emo satisfying? Band era.
Yeah.
This
is,
it was.
Yeah, so it was emo. Nice. Emo is probably a really good.
It was a nice throwback to listen to, like, because I never really paid attention to the lore of the bands.
You get to appreciate them more so from a more developed musically mind. Like, you can dissect the stuff that you used to just kind of listen to at a surface level.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's awesome. Nice going back to listening to bands that you used to listen to when you were in like middle school, high school, and analyzing it now as an adult after having gone through like music school and
exactly. Yeah. Now you can define why you like it instead mm-hmm. of just being like, mm-hmm. this is cool. Now you'd be like, oh, I really like what they did here. Yeah. You know, stuff like that. I get it.
Exactly. What have you been listening to? Lately.
Obviously Spirit Box has been, they've been playing on repeat. There is a sick band called Era.
Oh yeah, dude. Era?
Yeah.
For sure.
They've been on repeat. And I'm about to start listening to Haunted Shores.
What?
Haunted Shores.
No, say that sentence again.
I'm about to start listening to Haunted Shores.
Okay. Is there context behind this that I'm missing?
Yeah,
there is. I asked him what he's listening to late.
Can you repeat the context and then give me that sentence again?
To get the context.
You missed out,
no, because I have a really I have an extreme problem with the sentence that I walked in on, and I want to be informed on it before I judge you harshly.
You walked in on the sentence of, I'm listening to Haunted Shores.
No, that's not what he said. Repeat your sentence.
I'm about to start listening to Haunted Shores.
That's the sentence I fucking walked in on, and that's fucking serial killer shit. Who schedules music that they're gonna listen to?
People who wait for release dates of albums, you goon.
Yeah.
Okay. That's the context that I asked for that you refuse to give me because you're both dicks.
Also,
no, your mind is scattered.
I like to go
right
through
now.
An album
for sit a down. While. Yeah,
yeah, I like to like.
Yeah, now that I get the context, it's fine. But if somebody's saying,
"No, Russell, you're the asshole."
Today, I'm going to listen to Under Oath, and tomorrow, I'm going to listen to Skillet, and then at 3 p.m. on Thursday, I'm going to listen to Nickelback. I will chemically castrate them.
Well, no one
and
said
then
you have to go that
them.
Far with it, but
yeah,
like
no one got that granular with it. But
that's
at the same
what I
time,
fucking walked in on.
At the same time, for road trips, I have literally put together playlists, or I will decide that I'm going
that's
through these
fine.
Albums.
Are those playlists for certain moods?
Yeah,
that's like, fine.
Okay,
they so, are.
But are you scheduling but specific scheduling time for specific
emotions.
Fans?
No, I'm scheduling times for emotions.
That's what I'm saying. That's different. I'm saying when I asked for context and you guys were assholes, it would have made me not judge you because I can understand
the
what
asshole.
The fuck you're talking about.
No, Russell, you're the asshole.
I understand I'm the asshole in this situation.
You shut up.
I'll never shut not up. Be the asshole. I'm white and I'm short and I'm male and I have brown hair. There is absolutely not only do black
so
people hate me because of my color. But also, the Aryans hate me, too. I'm the worst. I get it.
Listen.
Our next beverage.
Shut the fuck up!
Here's
you're
what
white!
When I go to work...
Like a man.
In, yeah, like a man. I put in my headphones.
You're allowed to have headphones?
Yeah.
That's
it's
pretty
great.
Cool.
Great. So I put those in. And
he
I,
works for AdamandEve.com.
I pick an album, right?
No, we know where he works, don't we?
Yeah, AdamandEve.com, you know. Yeah.
Yeah. Did we mention it on the podcast or did we bleep it?
The online retailer, AdamandEve.com.
Yeah.
Sex toys. We discussed
well,
this.
Well, I'm trying to figure out if I have to bleep Adam and Eve or not.
That's right. Are you comfortable with them knowing that Eric works at AdamandEve.com?
Yeah, I don't care.
Okay,
cool.
So
I'm
when I go to work
quitting tomorrow.
I will,
that's a big fucking deal that he's will, allowed to wear earbuds.
I will put in my earbuds and then I will put on an album that I, and I will study that album because I like to know an album well.
I'm fine with that. Yeah.
Before I move on to another one.
Yeah.
So you digest it. You chew it and digest
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I digest albums all the time.
Yeah.
That's usually how
yes.
my approach to music is I'll pick an album from a band. And then I'll digest it for like a couple weeks before moving on to another album of theirs or
your
a different band.
Friendship tax is going to be such a hard toll because when I drop an album, I'm pretty confident there are going to be several songs that you just don't like. And I will give
when
you a
you
copy and
an
ask
album?
Your opinion.
Shush.
Yeah. Yeah. He literally gave me.
I'm writing a novel.
Listen.
Dude,
I go into Starbucks.
It fucking takes a time. It takes some time.
I have no bearing on this conversation other than he hasn't done it yet, but he's saying he's going to.
Dude, I don't blame you, man. I've been in a band. Writing an album sucks.
Yes. But you,
it's just, I don't understand. You guys are fucking complaining.
Like, I will ask you specifics about certain songs, like what you thought about the pieces, because I know you're a competent guitarist, which means either you'll have to just be straight up like, yeah, I just haven't listened to it, or I couldn't listen to it, and I'll take like a really big hit to my ego.
This is why
I will listen to it on repeat because you are my friend.
This is why.
Right, that's a big toll.
See, that's good. This is why like bands like A Day to Remember or Avenged Sevenfold prior to the death of the Rev, the singer is in the best situation because he's the front man. Mm-hmm. He gets to feel important because he, whether he deserves it or not, is getting the camaraderie from the fans, and he's not writing the fucking music.
Which is why
everybody hates singers.
I am leaning away from playing guitar and trying to get into doing harsh vocals. Ooh. Because secretly I am a huge attention whore.
I have no secrets about that. I'm a very big attention whore, hence podcast.
Yeah.
Pretty much, he schedules time where two other friends have get locked into a room
talk to them.
It's the reason when you said, hey man, we do a podcast, you should come on sometime. And I was like, shit. Oh, fuck yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I sympathize with that so hard that my toes are erect.
Growing hard.
Like it's
really weird.
It's attention seeking is a overlooked personality because it's seen as an issue.
Well, I don't know about you, but like I'm a very big introvert.
Yes, but you do know, like, about him.
Yeah, I'm an introvert. I feel so, maybe this is me not understanding people as well as I want to or think I do. I would consider myself an introvert too. And that is in complete contrast to the way that I act. So I act out because I don't want to be personal. So like, I don't know how he felt about it, but I wrote an apology to our group chat with Ben and the other guy we work with. And then I deleted it later because I didn't finish it. I got interrupted. Mm-hmm. It was saved on my thing. And then they sent something and it was at that point completely useless. Because they had obviously not thought about it. But yesterday, or the day before, was it yesterday that we were standing around the clown cart and talking about my grandpa? Was that yesterday or the day before?
It was yesterday.
I felt tension between me and Ben. Like, I don't know if he felt it, because it made me just a thing that I perceived incorrectly.
No, it was there.
I felt serious tension between the two of us. I appreciated, because I was not letting myself be rational at a certain point. I was just like, this is your fucking shut up. Like, that was my feeling. And it was wrong of me to act out those feelings. And he was so professional about it. And I had written an apology. I was like, I'm sorry. Like, it was like, this is how I feel. And I shouldn't have done like all this stuff. Friendship is so important, but I am still an introvert, even though I act out like that, because if I were an extrovert, I wouldn't need to act out like that, because my feelings would hit my tongue in a way that was digestible.
Right.
Or at least there would be an attempt. I don't even have the ability to make that attempt because I'm so fucking internal that it's just literally, this is what I feel. And that's what you hear, which are usually two different things.
Do you like being an introvert?
I get high on being sad. I'm not the person to answer that question.
I hate it.
I
want to be the person who doesn't feel fear of talking to strangers.
Yeah, I sympathize with that, because like, but that's not the reason I hate it. So your specific reason I can sympathize, because but it's different than my reason. My reason is I feel unheard all the time. Well, I feel unlistened to all the time.
Yeah, that's fair.
And it's it's twofold, because hearing and listening are two different things.
You're right.
And it's twofold. One, because people aren't listening to me. But the reason that I'm usually not listened to is because I don't say things that are even digestible most of the time.
Like things like substance. Is that what you're?
It's not even the substance. It's the way that I portray the substance. It becomes, what's the adverb for attack? Aggressive, hostile? Maybe? Hostile. That's the word I was looking for. The way I portray my feelings are almost always hostile, which in any situation I would agree that's useless, in that gives you no bearing if you're hostile. That's how, I mean, literally when one country is hostile to another country, they do war. And when one country has an issue that they politely talk about, it takes a while before somebody gets hostile because discussions are happening. Like that there's so I recognize the reason why I'm not listened to, but that doesn't change the fact that it's
frustrating.
One of the most frustrating things I've ever experienced.
Right. And so you're almost in like a feedback loop. Like once it begins, it's almost
exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly. So like what I would say is I'm like an external introvert because I'm loud and out there, but it's not what I mean.
Right. You can't share many sincere
like,
ideas.
Yeah.
But then that sucks.
So yeah, I don't like being an introvert, but I don't want to be an extrovert because extroverts are annoying.
Interesting. I don't know. I struggle with like talking.
Yeah. There's
like going up to random people and just having, some people I can, sometimes I can, but,
That's a bigger thing than my issue. Cause that's a whole, like that's a hindrance on things you can do just in your everyday life. I can go through a day and not have an issue because I have the ability to just kind of autopilot through conversation. Because if it's not something I'm passionate about, then I'm not going to be a dick. Having an inhibition that causes you to not be able to communicate in the first place is a bigger issue than something that I have. It may not cause the same amount of like verbal altercations.
But I think you miss out on opportunities.
But you don't have even the opportunity. Yeah. Exactly.
I would say that I don't really get into verbal altercations, but
because you don't even get the chance.
Yeah.
So you don't have that. And that's what I'm saying. Like it's worse and it's overlooked. Mm-hmm. And so people like me are seen as extroverts, even though we're introverts. And then people like me who are the introverts put that title on ourselves and don't recognize people like you who actually have a struggle that cannot be communicated because of the problem that you have that is causing you to be an introvert. It's a big problem.
It's a weird dichotomy. Like I love
cathartic real talk.
I secretly love being like the center of attention.
Oh yeah. It's not a secret.
I can't
for me. That's not what I meant. I don't keep it a secret for me.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, I do. Yeah.
And it really sucks. Like, you know, when there's like a pretty girl, right. And you're like, you just admire from afar because feel like you're hindered by this thing that like, I don't know what to say. I don't know how to go up and, you know, I want to be the guy that has no fear about.
You want to go up and dip her like a fucking gentleman in the waltz, you know?
Yeah, you know, like hook her like a bass.
Oh, okay. And grab her by the pussy. Is that what she's saying? Trump's not an introvert. I don't know if you know that.
No, he's very much not.
I get what you're saying. Yeah. Because I, with women specifically, I've always struggled with that. What are you doing? He just is so shallow that he can't contribute to the conversation. It's fine.
Nah, I'm.
Well, he has a whole nother problem. He's black. He doesn't even get to have like opinions on his own psychology because he also is dealing with the fact that he's fucking black and people don't like him for that. So we're all fucking misfit toys here. Yeah. You just were like, outwardly treated a lot differently than introverts were. So we get to have personal struggles. You have the excuse to have physical struggles.
That sounds like I'm about to get sexually assaulted. I don't think I like this.
That's another story. I am going to fuck you after we stop recording.
This has been the longest episode of the Chopin podcast.
No, I won't last that long.
I'm
going to
film it and direct it.
Like, deeper. Deeper. Not enough.
This is the only time you come out of your shell is when you're directing rape porn. Anyway, have you ever been on 4chan?
I've been on the Reddit.
What do you guys think about the Black
Cherry subreddit 4chan
that we just had?
I am enjoying it.
Yeah, it's a sipper. It's warm and it's just delicious. All right, I'm going to open up our next hard strawberry while you talk about your experience on the website 4chan.
No, I haven't been on the website 4chan. I've just been on like the subreddit 4chan subreddit.
Oh.
So
I've read some green texts here and there, but
gotcha.
Not
I'm super familiar with it. I made the mistake of, now one thing I will not do after the time that I did do this is go on the obligatory porn boards on 4chan. Fucking dick.
Get the spit. Suck it.
Because I did that once because of a story that I was looking at. So I went on. So like they have like, there's like four general categories that have different boards on them on the website. And two of those things are labeled NSFW.
Not safe for work.
Yeah. One of them is like the news side. There's like B/random. Poll, which is politically incorrect, which is where all the Nazis hang out, by the way. There's a bunch of other ones. The ones that aren't labeled NSFW are pretty fucking just like, it's basically like
vanilla chat boards.
White, like a vanilla white, a vanilla Reddit, mm-hmm. Like an unusable interface Reddit, which Reddit is already an unusable fucking UI, but that's beside the point. It's worse. But then there's the porn NSFW. So back a couple weeks ago, maybe a month or two ago when the Jack Murphy thing happened, were you here for that?
Mm-hmm. I know what you're talking about.
I didn't want to listen and hear the things that I was being told were leaked. I wanted to make sure.
It.
Well, I wanted to make sure that none of the things that I was hearing were lies. And I will say that some of the things that I was hearing were infatuations. When you make something bigger than it really is.
Inflations?
Inflation. I don't even think that's the right word, but it'll get the point across. Some of the things I was hearing were
An exaggeration.
Yeah. But I knew that what was being referenced was leaked on 4chan, so that was the first time I went on there. I was like, where do I go? I'd never been on there before. And so I went on there and I was like, obviously it's going to be on the ones that look like they're probably porn. So I'm like, there's one that's like sexy, beautiful women. Like that's what the description of that page is called. And then you make threads in these pages. Right.
Right.
And then there's like the equivalent, but for men. And then there's like GIFs or GIFs if you're retarded. And then cartoon and hentai. I remember feeling that's weird. There's adult cartoon and then there's another page that's adult hentai.
Wait, what's
not hentai? Adult hentai. Hentai. it was just hentai.
What's the difference? It's just like adult cartoon, like American.
So,
I was cartoons? Like, before I even, because I went on there, I'm like, I don't even know where to look to see Jack Murphy's dick. And then I'm like, wait, what the fuck is this? Those are the same thing. So I clicked on both. The adult cartoon? Yes. It's just like basically Family Guy edits and shit like that. Huh. And then the hentai isn't videos or GIFs or WebEms. It's pictures of, it's a format of video.
Okay.
It's a picture. It's just pictures, picture or photo boards or whatever they're called, of naked Japanese cartoons. Mm-hmm. I was like, that's racist. Just put them all in the same place. It's cartoons. They're animation. Just label it. It's weird that they had this entire time it's two different things. I'm like, I always thought those were kind of the same thing. Just one of them had a cultural aspect and one of them was very degenerate. In a different way. You ever seen Raven with her tits on? She's pretty hot. Anyway, you ever been on Newgrounds?
Yeah.
Exactly. So the things that are on, so there's another one called Adult Requests, which I don't know why. What I thought,
that's so ambiguous.
What I thought was, it's either going to be on Adult Requests or the, I don't remember what it's called, but it's like, it's the equivalent of Sexy Beautiful Women. I do know that that's what that was called for the women, but then the photo board for men was the equivalent of that. I don't remember what it was. I was like, it's either on that one or it's on this one, the Adult Requests. It would, to me at the time, it made sense. I was like, it has to be Adult Requests because somebody saw this show where Jack Murphy was outed as a fucking cuck and they're starting a the Adult Request seemed like it would be a discussion board more so than, right? Like, does that make sense? Like, it would be more of a discussion board than,
instead of like posting pictures of pretty people.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay,
so I click on that. The first thread that I do not open it because every thread has a thumbnail.
Yeah.
And the first thread was titled something like, it alluded to the word rape. I can't remember. It was titled something like, didn't ask for this or something like that. And it was just an Indian girl in what looked like a field. And she was crying.
Like a child?
No, it wasn't. It didn't look like a child to me. But it might have been. I don't know. Okay. I feel like that would get striked down because that could ruin the entire website. Like, even if that's what they're wanting, I don't think that the, as a, from a business standpoint, I don't think moderators would even be able to let that pass because that would literally just take the site down.
Right.
So I don't know because I didn't click on it. I just saw that face and I was like, I'm not fucking looking. Like, that's 4chan.
It's a no click zone.
Now, I've been on there since, and I've been on the politically incorrect channel. Luckily, I haven't seen porn. It's literally just, and it's every political issue. Think of a political issue right now. Name one.
Abortion.
Jews. That's
gotcha.
That's
everything circles back to it.
It's literally, I've like the entire, this in the past few years, I'm like, people aren't this anti-Semitic. I don't know why people are saying like these guys are Nazis. Go on 4chan. You'll find out why these fucking people are labeled Nazis. That's their fucking, it's like B/poll every, and I have a hard time believing that the majority of these things are serious. I think a lot of it is satire just by the way that things are. I even saw there was a board titled, "It's funny that people think we're actual Nazis." And I clicked on it. I was like, yeah, it's hilarious. Like the general consensus was, yeah, it's hilarious that people don't understand that we're joking. Doesn't really clear you from.
Yeah. When someone attaches your username.
Well, that's to the your problem. Resume. There's no usernames. It's all anonymous.
Oh, I did not know that.
So like you could do some creative code research and figure out like the IP address, but there's no name attached to anything that happens on that website.
Okay, gotcha.
That's why it's so easy for people to post horrible shit. But they were like, it's so funny that they think we're actually Nazis. I'm like, even if it's Santa, it doesn't really excuse you from calling a Jew a greedy shekel hoarder.
Like, it's still kind of a dick thing to say. And even if you're joking, that's...
Someone doesn't think you're joking, yeah, and someone agrees.
Yeah, so you have to understand that...
You're giving them confirmation.
You can hurt feelings if you don't mean to.
You're bolstering their poor opinion.
Yeah. At the very least, the whole Joe Rogan N-word situation, whether or not you believe that saying the word instead of saying N-word when you're describing something that somebody else said, whether or not you believe it's okay to say the word or not, you still have to understand that saying the word R or A will, at the very least, hurt somebody's feelings. Now you get to make the decision whether or not you care if somebody's feelings get hurt.
Right. And you have the right to say it. And that's not me as a black person giving you a pass, but you're also going to incur the consequences of saying that word.
Exactly. Exactly. It's not an infringement on your freedom to speech when somebody yells at you and you, because you're on a platform, get canceled for saying that.
That's because on you.
That's not the government. Like, if the government were to say Joe Rogan is sentenced to execution for saying the N-word, well, that's a problem. But if everybody came to the agreement that it's a problem that he said it, well, they get to have that opinion.
And then
he
vote.
Also gets to say that. And the company that is sponsoring him and whatever gets to decide whether they want to sponsor it or not. So that's what I'm saying. Like, you get to make anti-Semitic jokes all you want. You're just going to be seen as a dick due to the statistics of people being offended of that. And that's literally all fucking that subreddit. They call it politically incorrect. That's literally the only place that politics gets talked about. That's like r/news or whatever on Reddit. There's no politics there. It's literally all fucking anti-Semitic shit. Some of it is like clever. At some point I went, that's fucking crazy. But most of the time I was like, Jesus Christ, that's insane. Like, if I'm laughing 90% of the time, if I'm on that board,
out of disbelief, like, at what you just read.
Yeah, exactly. I'm like, Jesus fucking Christ, did he just say that? It's insane. I don't know why I mentioned 4chan, other than the fact to just kind of out myself as somebody who's been on there. It's nuts, dude.
Yeah.
Nuts. Those green text things, by the way, I've seen them on Reddit, r/green text and r/4chan.
Mm-hmm.
Never seen them on 4chan.
Really?
Yeah. And I've been going on there like once a week for the past few weeks.
I don't know what the fuck a green text is.
So it's a tan background with literally green text. And okay. Usually the first words are "be me," and then they hit the return key and then a description of who me would be. A white man, enter, goes into Starbucks, enter. Yeah.
So
sees fat bitch, enter, and then description of a situation, but in that type of
that format.
That's a green text meme. A lot of them are fucking hilarious,
dude. The funniest one I've ever seen was a dude, and he was probably a teenager because he was talking about this time that he was jerking off while his mom was gone, and he was talking about how he finished right as his mom walked in.
Oh, and he said
it was just silent, and all you could hear was just the.
Why are you making Spider-Man web sounds? That's incredible. What?
His penis made noise?
That's a powerful load.
Okay, I've jerked off. I've never heard my penis speak before.
Well, you know what I mean. Like, I'm just trying to like describe the
only thing that's breaking the silence.
Yeah,
because that's the sound I imagine my dick makes.
He said he like hooked up his computer to the TV and was watching the porn on the big screen, and his mom like walked in.
Like me too, dude. I do that.
Wasn't that what happened?
It wasn't on the screen though.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's what it was. When your dad came home from gambling,
you fused us into.
You're the same person, and in my head, you're both black, but together. because I'm not racist. I was talking to somebody yesterday and we were talking about like racial issues, or like we were actually talking about like identity politics and how I feel like when you boil things down to a certain group of people, no matter what you're talking about, it's not a good argument. Now, I literally caught myself saying, my best friend is black. I was like, wait, that's not seen as a valid argument, even if I feel it is. Scratch that from the record. It's so weird. I don't like where we are right now. I wish the king was still in charge and we'd never had a revolution at this point. I wish we
it's
were
too messy for
like, we should just be a fucking penal colony like Australia and just deal with the shit that's happening and get over it and yell at rattlesnakes.
You said penal.
Yeah. Penile.
All right. Love you guys.
Suck my penis. Bye.